Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Welcome to a bonus episode of the Gatecast. I'm Mike, and to fill in the brief break in the standard episode release schedule, we offer up this small review of an SG-1 novel. Trial by Fire is the first SG-1 novel I have ever read. I chose it simply because it's the first in the franchise from Pandemonium Books. Where better to start than at the beginning? There will be minor spoilers. Impossible to do a review of a book without them. But they will not ruin the story. After all, none of SG-1 are going to die. Or are they? Trial by Fire, written by Sabine C. Bauer, doesn't begin with the original movie, or Children of the Gods. It takes place in the 7th season after Jack and Daniel's traumatic interaction when dealing with the consequences of wrong decisions. The story begins with SG-1 on vacation. Jack's gone fishing. Sam is in a lab. Tilk hid to avoid fishing, and as for Daniel, we follow him doing some actual archaeology, and he finds evidence that an ancient culture had contact with someone or something familiar with the gate symbols. Seeking out an expert in this culture's field, an older professor who had abandoned Daniel after he went public with his alien ideas, and bringing her back to the SGC, the adventures begin. Cool, murmured Jack O'Neill, voice carefully pitched to ensure plausible deniability. The long-lost love child of Miss Marple and Conan the Librarian. Examining the dig sites opens up more mysteries, as they find a gate address that was not from the Ancients or the Abydos Cartouche. As you would expect, they visit the world with Professor Siobhan Kelly in tow, and make contact with a significant population centre, who embrace their arrival, as they believe only representatives of their god could arrive via the gate. Welcome to our home. Ezebel studied them solemnly, then her gaze arrested on the Jaffa, awestruck. You are a spirit. Whatever Teal'c might have expected, it probably had been more along the lines of traitor or Sholvar, rather than spirit. As a matter of fact, spirit was pretty much the last thing that sprang to mind when you looked at him. The professor proves to be a major nuisance for everyone. When faced with the people who actually live her field of study, she cannot help but rock the boat, which eventually leads to herself and Jack being kidnapped by a group from another settlement, described as child kidnappers and murderers, who do indeed take the children who are being escorted to the temple for service to their god. Silentium, snarled his pal Gunius. Eat my shorts, Jack replied genially. Kelly chuckled. The consequences of the kidnapping of the children, Jack and the professor, sees SG-1 split as Teal'c, Daniel and Sam, believed to be the servants of the god Melek, who lives through the Stargate, help the people with the goal to rescue Jack and find the kidnapped children. However, despite the belief SG-1 are servants of Melek, there seems to be some hesitation in letting them have free rein, even after SG-1 demonstrate their abilities with the UAV flyovers. You weren't trying to flirt, Teal'c, were you? I do not believe she would have been amenable, replied Teal'c. Daniel Jackson, are you aware of any particular significance this culture attributes to pigeons? Pigeons, echoed Daniel Jackson and Major Carter in unison. Pigeons, domesticated cooing birds. After safely arriving at this rival settlement, Jack and Professor Kelly learn about the other society, modelled very much along the Roman lines, and discover not everything they have been told about these people is accurate, leading Jack, at least, to take steps to understand them better, by any means necessary. What would Omer de Sala have to say about that? If you suffer from a migraine, the marble was quarried a long time ago. Sounded like the real thing, even if candles didn't feature. Eventually the two cultures clash directly. By default, Jack and the rest of SG-1 are in different camps. Ultimately, the survivors of the smaller community are taken to the temple for cleansing, which leads to the arrival of a god to witness the cleansing of the captured prisoners and the returned children. As the truth is finally revealed, it shakes the very core beliefs and lives of both peoples, and leads to a resolution most can live with, or at least those that survive. Carter, why the hell didn't you clear out? Somebody had to make sure you didn't go AWOL again, she said, and added, Sir. AWOL? Major, I... His nose crinkled. Carter, no offence, but you stink. Guano, sir. That's one of the priests, right? Trial by Fire is too big a story to have been made into an episode, and perhaps even a double episode with a booster budget may still have been pushed to the limit. Not to mention some of the content is borderline for what was more of a PG than an 18-rated show. This takes nothing away from the story, as Sabine writes characters wonderfully, and the banter and humour we know from the series is conveyed accurately, and I found myself laughing out loud many a time. The novel can be picked up from Amazon and eBay, as well as StargateNovels.com, and it isn't expensive being a paperback. I would highly recommend the novel, mainly due to its humour, but hey, it's more SG-1, and that's never a bad thing.
2011, the year of awesome. Game of Thrones on HBO, the first of A Song of Ice and Fire, books on TV, The Green Hornet and The Green Lantern out in movie theaters, along with Captain America and the very last Harry Potter movie. The first of the Books and Brawn series by T. Morris and Philippa Valentine. Another Sigler book, I think? You name it. 2011 is the year of awesome. And with that awesome comes a new podcast. Nutty Bites. Pretty much whatever shows up on Nukechoss's radar will show up in Nutty Bites. Look for it in 2011.
For more information, go to nimlas.org/blog. nimlas.org/blog.
This has been a bonus Gatecast episode, and have a happy holiday and roll on 2011. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visitors at gatecast.facecast.com.